This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of Ukrainian emergency workers labored Sunday to pull people out of the rubble after a Russian rocket attack smashed into apartment buildings in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 15 people. More than 20 people were believed still trapped. The strike late Saturday destroyed three buildings in a residential quarter of a town of Shastiv Yar, inhabited mostly by people who work in nearby factories. On Sunday evening, rescuers were able to remove enough of the bricks and concrete to retrieve a man who had been trapped for almost 24 hours. They laid him on a stretcher and was quickly taken to a hospital. Ukraine's emergency services said the latest rescue had brought, at that time, six people who had been dug out from the rubble. Earlier in that day, they made contact with three others still trapped alive beneath the ruins. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday that he is considering declaring a public health emergency to free up federal resources to promote abortion access, even though the White House has said it does not seem like a great option. He also offered a message to people enraged by the Supreme Court's ruling last month that ended in a constitutional right to abortion and who have been demonstrating across the country.
Keep protesting because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women in the meantime. But fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law that reinstates Roe v. Wade.
The president, in remarks to reporters during a stop on a bike ride near his family's Delaware beach house, said he lacks the power to force the dozen-plus states with strict restrictions or outright bans on abortion to allow the procedure. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden took office looking to reshape U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, but so far he struggled to separate his approach from Donald Trump's. Biden is set to visit Israel and Saudi Arabia this coming week. As a candidate, Biden condemned the Trump administration's policy on Israeli settlements in the West Bank. As president, Biden has been unable to pressure the Israelis to halt the building of Jewish settlements. He will meet with Saudi Arabia's King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who U.S. intelligence officials say approved the killing of a U.S.-based journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. Trump largely overlooked the kingdom's human rights record and stepped up military sales. South African police said that at least 15 people died in a mass shooting in a tavern in the Johannesburg township of Soweto. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
It's believed that a group of men arrived in a minibus taxi and opened fire in the bar in Johannesburg township. Many are said to be critically injured and have been taken to the hospital. Police say the Soweto bar was licensed and that the attack happened during operational hours. One member of the Gauteng Province Executive Council for Community Safety said the provincial government was saddened to wake up to a massacre of that nature. This comes 2 weeks after 21 teenagers were found dead in a tavern in the city of East London. The cause of those deaths has not been yet announced by authorities. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Japan's governing party and coalition partner have scored a major victory in parliamentary elections imbued with meaning after the assassination of the former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The Liberal Democratic Party and its partner, Kimito, raised their combined share in the 248-seat chamber to 146, far beyond the majority in the election Sunday for half of the seats in the less powerful upper house. A large crowd of angry Chinese bank depositors faced off with police, and some were roughed up in a case that has drawn attention because of earlier attempts to use COVID-19 tracking apps to prevent them from mobilizing. Hundreds of people held up banners and chanted slogans on Sunday outside a branch of China's central bank in the city and a province southwest of Beijing. Video taken by protesters show plainclothes security teams being pelted with water bottles and other objects as they charged the crowd. The protesters are among thousands of customers who opened accounts at six rural banks that offered higher interest rates. They later found they could not withdraw their funds. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.